First Baptist Church of Redmond, February 7th, 2021, Mark chapter 15. Are you the King of the Jews?
And join me in reading Mark 15:14 through 15. Then Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them. And he delivered Jesus, after he had scourged him, to be crucified. You may be seated.
The sermon is titled, "Are You the King of the Jews?" Ironically, things have a tendency to not work out when it's watched.
No. It went great at home, right?
Yeah. It worked out worse for David Nicosia, a business owner in Chicago. He had no idea who he was slapping. I don't recommend you slap anybody, but definitely do not slap this person. The 55-year-old man was outside the Cook County Courthouse when he became angry at a 79-year-old African-American woman. After arguing with her, Nicosia, who is white, spat on the woman and called her Rosa Parks. Then he turned and slapped the silver-head woman on the left side of her face with an open hand. It was a bad move. The woman happened to be Judge Arnette Hubbard, the first president of the National Bar Association and Cook County Bar Association. Judge Hubbard is a community icon who has served as an election observer in Haiti and South Africa, and had been long a voice on civil rights and women issues. Hubbard was appointed to the bench and reelected to a six-year term. Nicosia was arrested, imagine that, by sheriff's deputies and charged with four counts of aggravated battery and a hate crime. The Chicago Tribune quoted a local leader who said, quote, "People of good common sense and decency, people of good hearts should be outraged by this. After all, nobody should go slapping and spitting on a community icon." Wow. He had a bad decision. The setting of Jesus' trial. We're going to discuss the trials of Jesus. 5:40 a.m., the sun was up. Legal settings could only be pronounced in the daytime. Jesus had preliminary trials, but his trials technically could not occur when the sun was down. This meeting, the political phase of Jesus' trial, occurred immediately after the Sanhedrin night meeting that pronounced death, but it had no meaning because it was after dark. Jesus was now delivered to Pilate. Early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council of the Sanhedrin immediately held a consultation. And binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. Pontius Pilate, the fifth Roman procurator of the province of Syria. Syria included Israel. Directly appointed by Caesar. He held this office from 26 to 36 AD. Eventually, he committed suicide because the people that he governed didn't want to be governed by him anymore. He attempted to appeal to Caesar and got news that Caesar didn't want to see him. So, after all his appointments and confirmations, he offended the locals, and he had no choice. He felt he had no choice but to commit suicide. Pilate. He's by variously described, but he was a proud man, John 19:10. Cruel, Luke 13:1. Likely superstitious, as was his wife, Matthew 27:19 tells his wife's discomfort at the legislative decisions. A self-seeker, wishing to stand well with the emperor, but, as I said, he failed. Pilate comes out to meet the group. I have references, John, you don't have to go there, but I'll give you the gist of the story. He wanted to hear the charges. There were three. Jesus perverted the nation. Jesus forbids people paying taxes to Caesar. Jesus claims to be king. Only the last charge is discussed by Pilate. It's the most serious charge. It's treasonous and worthy of the death penalty. The Jews had no power to render someone guilty of death. They needed a Roman pronouncement to kill Jesus. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Jesus explained the true nature of his kingdom. John 18:36 gives the details. It is, quote, "not of this world. It is from the hearts." They're devoted. His followers are devoted to him. First, he shows that the back of the question, there lies another still more fundamental. Are you a king in any sense whatsoever? My kingship is not of this world. He implies, therefore, that he is a king. Secondly, Jesus was not a king in normal sense. Thirdly, he shows what his kingship is. Namely, it's the kingship in the hearts and lives of all those who listen to the truth. Verse 37. Pilate convinced that Jesus was no threat to the Roman government. He had followers. He had committed followers. But he wasn't a threat. He would not do demonstrations. He would not appeal to the Senate. He would not demonstrate. He announces, "I found no crime in him." And Pilate marvels, Mark 15:3. When Jesus doesn't argue, he doesn't debate, he doesn't beg for mercy. Jesus made no further answer. Pilate was amazed. Wishing to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after having Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. Amazingly, the Gospels record five different times Pilate rendered a verdict about Jesus. No guilt in him. No guilt in him. No guilt in him. No guilt in him. So what happened? He delivered him up to be crucified for us. We're usually pushed just enough to make it easy for us to choose anything else instead of Jesus. We admit to being a nice guy, to being a good man, to being a even a righteous man. But we leave Jesus out of the equation. When we choose anything else instead of Jesus, it seems like a perfectly normal, understandable decision that God will understand. Leaving Jesus out of the equation when we are asked what we're like, what do we believe, what do we choose, leaving Jesus out is, and worst case, a lie, best case, an excuse. Choosing Jesus demands faith, honors God, and is the only way we avoid sin. Whose picture is that? Ed Hockley, a famous NFL official. He's retired, so we won't see him anymore. His son might officiate the game. I heard there was a game, but yeah. Football officials are unbiased, right? They would never influenced by fans or players, right? Well, according to a recent study, they study everything. According to a recent study, football refs are often swayed by their surroundings. Michael Lopez, a researcher and statistician at Skidmore College in New York, led a study that referees are more likely to make calls that favor the teams whose coaches and players are, if you were Tampa Bay, on the sideline closest to the potential penalty. Lopez analyzed 5 years of NFL games, including 1,400 penalty calls where the action happened close to one team's sideline or the other. One of the files has examined where was whether referees called a late hit on a player. If one player is tackling another, you're allowed to do it while the opposing player is within bounds, but not if he's out of bounds. But the bodies are usually flying into each other near a sideline. That's what called a bang-bang play. It all happens so quickly, and the referees need to make a judgment call. Lopez measured how oftentimes these judgment calls go in favor of the team whose coaches are on the sideline closest to where the potential penalty is taking place. He found referees are much more likely to make calls that comply with what people nearest to them are demanding. In short, intimidation works. Pressure the refs, get in their face, and they will often cave in to social pressure. You make the analogy. Almost everyone in the crowd wanted Jesus crucified. The Jewish leaders wanted Jesus crucified. They influenced the crowd to want Jesus crucified. A few in the crowd, Jesus' followers, demanded justice. One of the people, the most important person technically, was Pontius Pilate. There's no guilt in him. 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 But he was influenced by the crowd. God's will. God intended Jesus to be crucified. He needed to be crucified for you and for me. And as I have said, if it was just me and Jesus, I sin. Jesus would have to die for me if it was only him and me. I need it. I needed Jesus to die so I could be forgiven and washed from my sins.